Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
USA! USA! It's Bowerly.
Yes.
You have no idea how much I need this right now.
Tom Bowerly.
Oh, man. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
On News Radio 930 WBEN.
I'm going to enjoy it no matter what I do with it.
All right. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Wall Street is an absolute disaster. Down almost 1,200 points today. 1,200 points today. Is there anybody who thinks that if this continues through November, it is not going to have a good effect for President Trump? Anybody out there who thinks that? Does everybody agree that this is not good for President Trump? Especially for the pocketbook voter. Dare I say, those people who are middle of the road. This is, whatever the cause and whatever the severity, for the time being, this is like a wet dream for the Democrat Party, because President Trump was going to run on the economy. And the stock market right now and your 401k right now are in the crapper. I mean, you are deep in the crapper. You have seen ridiculous losses. And whatever your 401k happens to be, you've seen absurd losses. And my question to you is, President Trump lying to you and lying to me about coronavirus and the threat posed by coronavirus and whether or not the United States has it under control. In a news conference you heard here on WBEN yesterday, we're just going to play a couple of clips. We promised some sound. So if you're on hold, I apologize for keeping you on hold any longer than I need to. But I did make a promise, and sometimes I like to honor them. President Trump last night at his news conference.
I've just received another briefing from a great group of talented people on the virus that is going around to various parts of the world. We have, through some very good early decisions that were actually ridiculed at the beginning, we closed up our borders to flights coming in from certain areas that were hit by the coronavirus and hit pretty hard. And we did it very early. A lot of people thought we shouldn't have done it that early, and we did, and it turned out to be a very good thing. And the number one priority from our standpoint is the health and safety of the American people, and that's the way I viewed it when I made that decision. Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low. We have the greatest experts in the world, really in the world, right here, the people that are called upon by other countries when things like this happen. We're ready to adapt, and we're ready to do whatever we have to as the disease spreads, if it spreads. As most of you know, the level that we've had in our country is very low, and those people are getting better, or we think that in almost all cases, the better are getting. We have a total of 15.
So are you buying what the president is selling? Last night, he tried to be the reassurer in chief. And he, again, buttressed what he was saying with people from CDC. So, I mean, he's either got to be lying to us or he's got reality deficit disorder. He's supposedly behind closed doors, not for public consumption, but he is supposedly terrified that this is going to cost him his reelection. I mean, that's out there on the internet, so it must be true. But do you feel comfortable? Do you feel confident with what President Trump had to say last night? Now, one thing I know about this audience is it is a very pro-Trump audience. But one thing I also know is that the president said a lot of the stuff last night that I've been saying the last 2 days, almost 3 days now. And I've been getting hammered. Well, I wish I could get hammered, but this diet I can't drink. but no, I've been getting hammered by people. And I watched with great interest as the president said essentially what I've been saying. So maybe we're both just lying sacks of crap who don't know what we're talking about. Or we're both right. I mean, I don't think it can be choice three, can there? All right, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Were you reassured by President Trump last night? Do you think he's got his finger on the pulse? Or is he suffering from reality deficit disorder? Which means, of course, by extension, I am too. Let's go to Jim in Toronto on WBEN. Jim.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. I just want to make a couple points. I want to go back to the SARS epidemic. And Toronto was actually, it seemed to be at ground zero. We were hit hard. And I tell you, perception becomes reality. I'll give you an example. My wife and I were down in Niagara-on-the-Lake, and just, you know, not far from Buffalo. We were in a restaurant, and the people there were asking where we were from. They thought we were some tourists from the States. I said, well, no, we're from Toronto. I thought we weren't going to get served. It was just unbelievable. Like, the news was portraying Toronto was at the, you know, people were just dying in the streets. And the tourism just fell off the table in Toronto, and they were panicking here. Now, that said, getting back to what you said, you made a great point, Tom, regarding about the economy. If you recall back in when the Obama and the McCain and Palin and all that, Dick Durbin, if you're familiar with Dick Durbin, this guy is...
I need you to hold on for a minute, Jim, because Brendan Keeney is here from the newsroom. Brendan, what's up, my man?
So I just got another call from a woman, and she was concerned that I said, in the newscast, there were 14,000 cases of coronavirus in New York State. That is not what was said. The rap said there are 14,000 cases of the flu. What a reporter was saying is that is a much bigger concern for New York at the moment. So really, you need to be careful when a pandemic like this is around to make sure that you're listening, going to correct sources, as Dr. Gail Burstein, the health commissioner of Erie County, has stated, because when you, I mean, she was panicked. She was panicked. She was like, did you just say 14,000 cases of coronavirus in New York? No. Make sure that you're listening, paying attention, because that is the flu. Coronavirus is isolated to California, what we know right now.
And the flu so far has killed 16,000 people this season.
Right now in New York, the flu is a much greater threat to health than the coronavirus.
Right now, subject to change, because it's a situation that is in flux.
Yes. So the calls that I keep getting are worried about coronavirus. Right now, there is no confirmed cases in New York. So just keep that in mind. The flu is what the reporter, Mike Baggerman, was talking about in his rap. We made sure that we listened to those raps again to make sure that he was giving accurate information. And he was. He said it was the flu very specifically.
Well,
so we just don't need the panic.
If Baggerman said it.
If Baggerman says it, it's always true.
Absolutely positive. If you say it, it's absolutely positively true.
About that.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. All right, Brendan, thanks a million for stopping in. Yeah, and you know, that's one of the reasons why. Even though I'm taking a whole bunch of hits from people who think that I'm just, just blowing this whole thing off and not taking it seriously, because panic is an absolute contagion. You're seeing it happening on Wall Street right now. Nobody ever had dinner eating panic. Nobody ever shielded themselves against the elements with panic. Nobody was ever able to make a fire with panic. When situations like this happen, you must keep your head. Now, let's get back to Jim in Toronto. Jim.
Yeah, just to make a couple points there regarding the deaths. SARS, 10% of people that got SARS died. Right now, we're at 2%, I think, with the coronavirus. And the thing is that I guess perception becomes a reality. So the SARS is more deadly, and we're not just trying to fluff off this corona. I mean, we have to take it serious. But getting back to the economy, Dick Durbin, in 2008, now McCain had closed the spread there with Obama, I think 3 points. Dick Durbin, you can look it up, came out and said, you know, if this election is run about the war, Afghanistan and Iraq, McCain's going to win because he's an old military man and American people, even though they're hating Bush and regarding a lot of things. So what happened? Dick Durbin made a comment, and before the Indy Mac Bank closed its doors, a bank failure in California, he let the cat out of the bag. The domino effect, because Dick Durbin said we need a bad economy. Now, I don't want to sound conspiratory here, but you made a point about the stock market. You said that the Democrats, I mean, they are evil. They just want, they've been crying for a bad economy since Trump got elected.
This beats impeachment by a long mile.
Pardon me?
This beats impeachment by a long mile. You want to get people to vote you out of office, tell them their 401ks are worth 75% of what they were a week ago.
Well, that's right. And Dick Durbin's of the world, and like you see Nancy Pelosi, they want to make this political. And the thing is that when Dick Durbin said that, we need a bad economy for Obama to win. Well, guess what? The Indy Mac Bank shut its doors, a bank failure. There was a run on the bank. It was the first bank failure, like a major bank in the States. And domino effect happened, the foreclosures, as we know, the real estate market collapsed. It just went on, and that was the end of it. McCain never stood a chance as a snowball in hell. And Obama won the election because now they blame Bush on everything, the war, the economy, and everything. So you're absolutely right. This is serious, and it's all going to be based on a lie because, I mean, the coronavirus, come out of China for whatever reason, and too bad that China wouldn't let the Americans in there to fix this problem. And the thing is, but we know what China's all about. And the thing is, we need to have a guy like Trump to sort of bring some calmness. But I mean, you can't have the hysterical Nancy Pelosi's and the Chuck Schumer's who are trying. They don't care, Tom. If you listen to them, I mean, I don't need to tell you. I'm speaking to the choir. For 3 years, they've been wishing for a bad economy. They would rather see the minorities starving on welfare. This is how they survive, these Democrats.
Well, again, you're preaching to the choir, and if I were a Democrat right now, I'd be really, really happy. I'd be rooting for the stock market to continue collapsing, because the more the stock market goes down, President Bernie Sanders looks like a reality.
Well,
I got to move to some other people. I'm glad you called. Bill Clinton, by the way, is responsible for that very famous saying way back in the 1990s, it's the economy, stupid. And all it takes is a major recession or, God forbid, a depression. And we'll look at Donald Trump as we used to look at Herbert Hoover. And, I am curious as to whether you believe the calm demeanor that the president showed last night. I would inferentially say that Wall Street does not believe the calm demeanor the president showed last night, because it closed down almost 1,200 points today. That's enormous. So Wall Street doesn't look like it's buying what President Trump is selling. Are you? So President Trump last night, in a news conference you heard here on WBEN, tried to reassure the country. If the stock market today is any indication, it went over like a lead balloon, because the Dow closed down 1,200. Well, I'm rounding it up by 10 points, closed down 1,200 points. So if the intent was to calm the markets, the intent did not work. My question to you is, Do you believe what the president had to say last night, that so far the United States has done a great job with dealing with coronavirus, with containing it, and we have the very best minds at work on this, and Mike Pence is coordinating everything having to do with coronavirus and our response to coronavirus? And to be specific, coronavirus 19. There was a lady who called into Sandy's show this morning saying, well, my Lysol says that it kills coronavirus and it's an old bottle of Lysol. Well, that's because this coronavirus 19 is just one of many, many, many coronaviruses. It's just that this one is a new one, which is why they call it a novel coronavirus. And, you know, we've all suddenly become experts in epidemiology over the past week. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here is Mark in Hamburg. Mark.
Hey, Tom. Hey, what was Trump supposed to do? Go get up there and announce that, you know what, brace yourselves because the world's going to basically end?
Yeah, I'm asking myself what I should be doing.
And I listened to it yesterday. And how many times did he refer to the flu?
Quite a few.
That is, he did, right. And to me, it's almost like he wanted to say, but he couldn't say, because you know if he said what he wanted to say, he'd be raped over the coals. It's almost like he wanted to say, look, what do we got here? The flu is killing more people than this thing is. And, you know, but he can't come out and say it. You know,
he did. The only mistake that the president made last night was admitting that it was the first he'd heard about it.
Well, you know, what is he going to do? You know, everybody's looking to Trump to save America from this so-called pandemic that is obviously in the minds of a lot of people that's going to happen. Sure, it can happen like the flu happens. That flu's it's a worldwide virus, right? There is no saying that coronavirus doesn't fall into that kind of category. That, you know what, you're going to get it. It's bound to happen. You can get it come out of it and be healed and not get it 5 years from now again. I mean, who's to say? But I think that
or not, because people are apparently able to become reinfected. You do not get immunity to this coronavirus 19.
That's what I'm saying, because every year the flu gets worse. It becomes a different strain. So who's to say that this doesn't get worse down the road? And, you know, as far as Wall Street, you know, I think it's, you know, hey, it's all shareholders. Apple, these big companies, they can't get their employees to work. They're dragging behind. I think and I got to imagine that the Democrats got a lot to do with this. I think it's a politicized event. I think it's, you know, people aren't looking at this in reality and saying, well, you know what, we got this pandemic. It takes time to come up with a vaccine. What do these people expect Trump to do right now? He's probably done all he can as president.
Well, but was he lying last night when he said that we had it under, you know, under control for the time being, and we've got the very, very best people at work on it? And he last night said it was not inevitable that it becomes an epidemic in the United States.
Right. Well, right. He didn't say that. You know what? He can't say it's not going to spread world. But I think at this point in time, I think he feels that he has it under control. You know, to what extent, only time's going to be able to tell. But, you know, if a mass infection breaks out, it's going to be pretty well known pretty fast. And where it originates in the United States and progresses from there, you know, you're going to see a lot of precautions being taken how this thing travels across the United States, where it's centered and where it spreads out from there.
All right, I got to move on. If there's any good news to this, it is that the cases in China, well, the reported cases in China, are supposedly going down. Now, whether or not we believe that, I'll leave that up to you. And it...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. You heard the President of the United States last night right here on this radio station basically trying to be the reassurer-in-chief. And interestingly enough, you heard the President saying a lot of the things I've been saying over the past few days here on this show, for which, by the way, I have been raked over the coals by various people. For not taking it seriously enough. And, you know, the President last night, as I said, tried to be the reassurer-in-chief. And I can tell you that Wall Street was not buying it today. Basically, the street grabbed ankle and closed down 1,200 points today. And looking down the line, ladies and gentlemen, what concerns me, obviously, past the obvious, is the political ramifications of this. Because if the economy goes in the crapper, you can probably kiss the Trump presidency goodbye. If the economy goes in the crapper. And the delight and the glee with which the Democrats are politicizing this is palpable. Chuck Schumer yesterday, we want $8 billion. Well, then, Chuck, go ahead and pass an appropriation and send it to the president for his signature. Nancy Pelosi says the president's response is chaotic. And that is the, I don't want to say nomenclature, but that is the picture they're trying to draw of the Trump administration as a chaotic administration, a rudderless administration, and one that is basically going around in circles. That is what they are trying to do. And you have to believe that the Democrats, who desperately would love to win the presidency, I wish I could say certain words that I can't say. They are joyful. I wish I could say the other word. They're joyful about the stock market doing what it's doing right now. They only hope it continues through November. They'd love to see it fall to 5,000. I mean, they'd love that. But did the president convince you last night that basically all is well in the land? We at this point, we've got it. And I'm oversimplifying what was said, but not by a whole heck of a lot. Let's go to Joe. I'm sorry, he's not next. Scott in Williamsville is next. Scott, you're on WBEN.
You know, Nancy Pelosi. Hey, Tom. Nice to talk to you again. Nancy Pelosi looks chaotic every time I see her on TV. My point is, though, do you remember John Podesta? One time, Clinton chief of staff, former mayor of Chicago. I think he's not still mayor there, is he?
No.
One of the things he said as a Democratic strategist was never let a good crisis go to waste. And the Democrats do this very well. And the Republicans do it, too, on a lesser basis. But the Republicans don't know how to play hardball like the Democrats, with exception to our president. You know, he plays their game.
Well, the Republicans also don't have the allies in media like the Democrats do. I mean, I read at the start of the show today, I read an AP news story that read like an editorial.
Well, what you read was an AP propaganda story, and that's all they've got. They've got the media, which is, you know, a big part of their campaign. But I don't think this, you know, Wall Street is taking a hit, yes. I don't think it's going to last past another, I don't know, 45 to 60 days.
Dude, another 45 to 60 days, and we're going to have nothing in our 401ks if this keeps up.
It's not going to continue. It's not.
What makes you so sure about that? I mean, yesterday, let's just consider this. Yesterday, the president tried to be the reassurer-in-chief, and today, stocks got slaughtered. So whatever he's selling, the street is not buying it.
I think this fake coronavirus scare will peter itself out, is what I'm saying.
Now, you're calling it a fake coronavirus scare. Now, if I would have said that, I would be all sorts of really nasty things would be said about me. Like, that hasn't happened before. What do you mean, fake coronavirus scare?
But it's, you know, the flu is a much more deadly disease in our country up to this point in time. You know, California, you know what they should do? They should come out with, if there are X amount of coronavirus cases, well, how many people have been diagnosed with the flu in California?
Right. You'd like to see some comparative statistical analysis. This is the flu, and our Mike Baggerman actually had a story closer to home about New York State. And right now in New York State, we're having a far more difficult time with the common flu than coronavirus, which is remarkable considering we have New York City that is attached to New York State.
Yeah, and it's going to be that way across the country. So this is nothing but a crisis that the Democrats are going to take full advantage of. And, you know, I don't really think there's much that the president can do. He's done all that he could. You know, he closed borders. He prevented people from affected areas coming into our country, which is, at this point, the most effective means of controlling infection rates. But other than that, you know, it is what it is.
All right, we'll see what some other people have to say. I mean, do you guys regard this as a fake coronavirus scare? And do you believe what the president had to say last night? And if you didn't have a chance to see the news conference, basically what he said was, hey, we've done a great job on this thing from the beginning. Look at the numbers. Our numbers are nothing compared to other countries. We are the number one ranked country in terms of our ability to respond to coronavirus 19, the Wuhan virus, and we're going to continue to stay on top of it. And he does not accept that it is inevitable that we're going to have an epidemic in the United States. I was left with the idea that while he considered that a possibility, he did not consider that an absolute inevitability. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And Tristan in St. Catharines, you are on. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Man, I don't know where to begin. There's so many things to say.
From the start.
I guess two things. First of all, I disagree with you. At this point, it's way too early to start speculating on the impact this is going to have on Trump's presidency, because logically...
Well, Trump is.
Well, Well, that's what you're saying, because you heard these claims on the internet, but we don't know that. That's just a...
He would be a fool if he wasn't. Are you kidding me? It's March. The election is coming up in November. If Donald Trump isn't wondering if this is going to affect his reelection, I'd be staggered.
It's too early, Tom, to tell.
If you say so.
No logical sense to say, because an issue like this has impacted him without his fault, that somehow Americans are going to go full sail into socialism, which is even worse. I mean, that just logically makes no sense.
And you know what? Nations in crisis do silly things.
Well, and then that begs the question.
And America is no different than Russia or from Germany. Nations in crisis do silly things. And, I mean, let's put your thinking cap on, Tristan. If the president isn't looking at Wall Street, scratching his head and wondering, hey, is this going to affect my chances of reelection in mere months? He should be.
Again, we have, what, 8 months out? That's a lifetime in the political cycle. And things could turn around quickly. I think the real issue here is this begs the question how stupid Wall Street is to buy into the fake feigning of the media over what they call a pandemic, which is not a pandemic right now, technically speaking. This is not a pandemic, but the media has hyped this up so much. I think the media is taking advantage of the circumstance to try to hurt the economy because they hate Trump. That's the end game, perhaps. But the fact is, you got so many of these big Wall Street people who are papering the market to begin with all kinds of money that basically doesn't represent much, that they've decided now, yeah, you know what, this is really bad. We might as well tank the system. That tells me, I'm just glad that I don't invest in Wall Street for that very reason. I mean, how could you trust these people?
Yeah, see, a lot of people do, and a lot of people have 401ks, and a lot of people are watching their 401ks dwindle. And the closer you are to retirement age, in this country anyway, the more seriously you take what that balance sheet at the end of the day says about your 401k. That's really, really important. That's how Bill Clinton got elected way back when. That's one of the reasons Barack Obama got elected. That and the fact he was running against John McCain and then Mitt Romney. All right, who's next? It is Mike in Wheatfield on WBEN. Mike.
Yes, everywhere in the newspaper you see photos of people wearing surgical masks and on TV. And I heard locally the pharmacies are sold out of these. Now, I spoke to someone in the health community that said that these surgical masks are made more to protect the patient from the germs of the doctors and nurses doing the surgery. So just how effective are these masks? Even Amazon, they're gouging people.
Yeah, there is one that the CDC says is effective, and I think it is N as in Nancy 75. You can see for yourself on the CDC's website.
Right, but they said they have to be.
But you're not going to be able to get one.
No, they have to be individually fitted as far as. Like see those pictures on TV with the respirators, just like, you know, every time they show a picture of someone in China or Italy or Japan, they all have these masks, and you know they're not individually fitted. So maybe a nurse or doctor can call in to verify how effective they are.
Yeah, I have read on the CDC website that the surgical masks that you see in the photographs, now whether this has changed from when I read it until today, I do not know, but that they are not really effective because, they don't cover the eyes, for example. That's just one example of a surgical mask that is covering your nose, or I'm sorry, that is covering your mouth, but your nostrils are still taking in particles and your eyes are still susceptible to somebody's sneeze droplets. Well, I think you can draw your own conclusions as to how effective those masks would be.
Yes, so why should there be a run on masks then? I mean, it's just maybe it's a feel-good thing, but it's not really protecting. Again, like I said, maybe a nurse or doctor can call in.
Thank you. Does anybody else still have the plastic in your basement from the chemical weapon attack that Dick Cheney told us to get duct tape and plastic? Anybody? Yeah, I've got the plastic in my basement still. I keep meaning to throw it out. So you heard the president last night being the reassurer in chief, trying to basically say that we've got this. We've done a great job from day one. We're going to continue to do a great job. We've got the very best people on this. And, you know, he basically tried to say all is well in the United States of America so far. And that's what the president said. Wall Street wasn't buying it. Wall Street took a nasty tumble down 1,200 points today. And, you know, it seems like only yesterday we were talking about the stocks going through the roof and everybody was thrilled with their 401ks. And as you see, a virus in far off China that spreads to a lot of other places can have a direct result on your 401k, and whether or not the concern is valid, whether or not it is justified, remains to be seen. But clearly Wall Street is taking it seriously. And you know, if you don't think, if you don't think that President Trump is looking at this and realizing what has happened to some of his predecessors when there have been recessions or bad economies or people's own wallets are hurting, I'm afraid you are sorely mistaken. Whether it's February, March, or April, whether it was last year this was happening, you can bet the people at the White House are huddled trying to figure out what the political strategy is going to be to deal with this. Not just the public health strategy, but also the political strategy. Because they are not, I mean, many of you have brought up the fact that the Democrats are, this is everybody's favorite word right now, that the Democrats are weaponizing this particular situation. So if you don't think that the Republicans are concerned about the weaponization of what is going on with coronavirus vis-a-vis our own economy, I'm afraid that you are wrong, because they are. It only makes sense. Do you think that the Republicans are not paying any attention to what the Democrats are saying? Do you think the Republicans are unaware that there's an election coming up? Do you think that they're unaware that economic issues historically are very big with American voters? And it may be an eternity between now and November. It may be. But sometimes all it takes is for that seed of doubt, and before you know it, you're looking at a fully grown tree. So don't take anything for granted. You know, the old expression, don't count your chickens, is still applicable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.